Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Our first weekly locker room chat with head man Brooks Barta of the Wildcats, who finished 11-1 last year, undefeated until the sub-state round against Frontenac. And Coach, coming off a good year, I know a loss that certainly left some hunger and frustration at the end of last year. But since that point, how have things transpired? Have you been happy overall with just kind of the off-season, summer, and now practices to start this year?
Yeah, I think that loss should have left a bad taste in our mouth, and that comes up frequently and often as motivation to prepare for that point in the season and be ready for that. We've got a lot of kids that did a really nice job this summer and in summer camps and in the weight room, and a lot of other kids that have done well in practice. And it's really our underclassmen are really making a lot of progress, and I think, you know, the juniors are going to be a key to our success this year and the quality work they've done.
I think it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, the first question I was going to ask was kind of about the seniors. And, of course, a lot of folks, including yourself, probably have a pretty good idea of what to expect for them. But you got a pretty big senior class that's pretty talented and pretty experienced. What are your expectations for them as leaders and kind of setting the foundation for this year's team?
Well, we want them to continue to grow and improve. And we've really talked a lot about understanding the qualities of leadership and what that looks like in terms of leading by example and trying to make an impact on other people with their leadership. So thinking outside of the box and outside of themselves a little bit has been a real focus. And it's going to be a real key for us that we come together as a team for those moments in the playoffs when things don't go well. Those kind of teams pull together and get things done.
A lot of hype and accolades, and obviously with the returning experienced senior backfield that you have with Matt Lears at quarterback, Jace Boswell at fullback, Garrison Booth, Jaden Fletcher, and even others, Caleb Hernandez, Charlie Gillen as a tight end, all those seniors really experienced. So maybe the biggest question coming into the year was line. It seemed like you had more to replace there. Who are some guys that have stepped up, and what are kind of your thoughts on how the line has come together heading into week one?
Well, we do have a lot of good experience in the backfield, and they are talented, and I think they continue to improve. And I think the biggest surprise or impact on the team is probably going to be the way our juniors have come through on the offensive line, and Hunley and Barnett and, you know, other guys, and Roush are underclassmen that have really stepped forward and fit in well with this team.
As far as the defensive side of the ball, team's been very good the last several years. I think last year only gave up about 12 points per game. Are you excited to see kind of what this defense can do and feel like you have a little depth on that side of the ball as well?
Yeah, I think we're going to be a lot quicker on the defensive line and a lot deeper and more athletic on the defensive line. And you know, I think to be good on defense, you have to have big, strong, athletic linebackers and safeties that can run, and we feel like we have that. I think we have a chance to really be good on defense.
Holton season opener at home against Nemaha Central. We'll preview that matchup when we continue here on the Wildcat Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by head coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football. And it's been some exciting, tight, down-to-the-wire, last-second matchups against Nemaha Central in week one the last few years. Just like yourself, Coach, Nemaha is state-ranked to start the year. Do you like this kind of big challenge and a potential league-type championship matchup here to begin the year again this campaign?
Well, it's not comfortable to play somebody that good. You know, there's I think last year was a little bit of a sloppy game on both sides. And, you know, both teams did things down the stretch to find a way to win, and we just so happened to have the ball blast. And we would like to be a lot more consistent, I think, with the experience we have back and make fewer mistakes on defense especially. So, you know, it's a good way to start the season. It's motivating. It's going to make us a better football team. But it's a little uneasy not really having that game experience yet.
Based on previous matchups with Nemaha, knowing what you know about the returners that they have, I guess what do you identify as a couple key points to this first game?
Well, they're a big football team. They've got some big, strong kids, and right down the middle of their defense, they have big, strong linemen and linebackers and a free safety, and then they've got enough guys on offense. They have, you know, six or seven, I think, really quality, all-league type of players, and I think they match up really well against what we try to do.
Final thought, Coach. Seemed like I ask you this question probably every year, but a lot of unknowns, as you mentioned, in going up against a great opponent here in week one. What are you kind of most concerned or just most anxious to see when the kickoff happens here on Friday night?
Well, I think, again, leadership and forming a team and really being in this thing together, we need to be pressed and we need to be in tough situations and we need to pull together. And, that's really what about good football teams are about. And that's what great businesses and great churches and great families in life do. When things are tough, they pull together. So that's what I'm looking forward to us doing here at some point in the season.
Well, I know it's a long ways to go, but I think your team's pretty outspoken about the point and the number one goal, or at least one of the goals, is you feel like this is a team that has a chance to reach it and play in a state championship, correct?
Well, I think almost every year we feel like we're a contender, whether that's a top two or a top four or a top eight contender. And I think we're definitely in that top eight or top four group at this point, but a lot of things have to go right, and people have to realize that starts week one and goes through week two, and you just don't show up in the playoffs and things happen. It's all about preparation and improvement.
Should be a fun season, a great game one here to kick it off. Coach, thanks for your time. We look forward to chatting with you throughout the year.
Thank you.
Brooks Bart is the head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats on KNZA are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by the Farmers State Bank, and by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.